Becky, I've been to the park a couple of times. It's just gorgeous. Tell me about the trails and what kind of programs you offer.
We have about 6.5 miles of trail in the park, but we're also surrounded by a state forest, Pennyroyal State Forest, so there's lots of hiking trails there as well. We've got the lake trail that goes all the way around our lake and several other nice trails to go on. We have programming Thursday through Saturday through Labor Day weekend. So we offer all kinds of different programs for our guests, whether they're day guests or campers or people staying in our lodges or lodge rooms or cottages. I try to give a mix of arts and crafts and nature activities, guided hikes, and also some sports and games.
Take me on a walk on a trail that you particularly like.
Well, one trail that I like to go on and I recommend often is the Clifty Creek Trail in combination with our Indian Bluff Trail. I actually have the write-up on our staff picks on our website. I like to do both of those trails together because it makes a nice loop. You can start at the lodge, go past the pool, and down the steps to the dam. The dam was created about 1937-38. Get a nice view of the lake, and then you walk down the Park Road, Cottage Road, just a little bit until you get to the start of the Clifty Creek Trail. And the Clifty Creek Trail follows Clifty Creek, which is the creek that fills the lake, on the other side of the dam. So it's a nice wet site area where you're going to see pawpaw trees and sycamore trees, and you'll see a little bit of a cliff, which is where the name Clifty Creek comes in. You'll also go through some giant river cane. And it's an awesome trail for spring wildflowers, which we still have a little spring wildflowers in bloom. There's always something in bloom during the growing season. Then when that trail ends, you'll be right close to our 18-hole golf course. You just cross the road and start the Indian Bluff Trail. The Indian Bluff Trail will lead you up next to a nice sandstone cliff, and you'll actually get to walk underneath of it. It's a beautiful view of the cliff, and I like to compare and contrast the two trails. They're actually very close together, but one is an upland, drier site, so you see a much different forest makeup. I enjoy taking school groups, and I often recommend that trail. The trail ends on the park road, and then you can walk just up the road a little bit, and you'll be back in the lodge parking lot. So it's about probably a half mile, a little over a half mile total walking distance. But when I lead it as a hike, it's about an hour-long hike.
That sounds like fun. How does the park connect with Dawson Springs and the trailhead there?
We have a Pennyroyal Nature Trail, a 13.5-mile trail, and you can walk that trail starting in Dawson Springs and go all the way to the park, or you can start at the park and go all the way to Dawson Springs. It is a challenging hike, and it has been a challenge for the park and state forest to maintain because of the length, and it's also been hit by several different, like a tornado, and we had a bad ice storm. And also they've logged on the forest some, which has changed the composure of the forest and made it a little more challenging to maintain. I do not recommend that hike for just the average day hiker. It's going to be something that someone that really wants a challenge.
What kind of terrain does it cover?
It does have some hills. It is not near as hilly as if you were hiking in the mountains. It follows the creek basin to where Lake Brashear starts, and it does have views of Lake Brashear. You go up and kind of look down on the lake, and then you'll walk down again. A lot of it is kind of up above Lake Brashear. The folks in Dawson Springs have been maintaining about a four-mile loop. I believe there's a map to that on the Dawson Springs website, and I think it might be on ours as well, where you can start in Dawson Springs and just do that loop. If you don't want to do the whole entire thing. There are also access points to that trail in multiple locations.
How does the park manage to maintain such an extensive trail system? Do you have a lot of volunteers?
We don't have volunteers per se. We have a few volunteers, but they help mainly with programming. What we have been using and hope to continue using is our local jail crew has a community service crew that comes out, and they do some amazing work. After the ice storm in 2009, they cleared several of our trails that the FEMA contracted crews didn't clear. So they do amazing work.
I saw the park after 2009, and it really took a lick, didn't it?
It is bouncing back, but you will still notice on some of our trails, you'll notice debris on the sides of the trail from where it was cleared. But we are seeing differences in the makeup of the forest, new trees coming in, and new bird species. I've noticed since the ice storm, more redhead woodpeckers, more yellow-breasted tats and prairie warblers and things like that that we really didn't see before because we had such a dense forest. It's also going to help the amphibian and reptile population because they just have so much more space habitat to live under.
What kind of amphibians and reptiles would one see walking your trails?
Rough green snake is a very common snake to see in this area. I also see black king snakes, ringneck snakes. We do have copperheads in the park. Usually we see them out at night. I have worked here almost 10 years and have never seen one while I'm hiking. Now, that's not to say that it's not possible, but generally we don't see them during the day out on the trail. The lake has a lot of midland water snakes, which sort of mimic the pattern a little bit of a copperhead, but they are non-venomous. And lizard species, we've got ground skinks are very common. A lot of times when you're hiking and you hear a little rustling in the leaves, it's a little bitty ground skink. They're a very small lizard. We've got broadhead skinks, five-line skinks. Eastern fence lizard are also common. The eastern fence lizard is a larger, I think it's to be about maybe a foot long, and its scales kind of stick up from its body, so it looks like it would be rough to the touch. The broadheaded skink is also fairly large, similar size, but it looks like it would be smooth to the touch. It has a little bit of kind of a red rosy color under its chin.
Mm.
Amphibian species, we do have a lot of American toads. Cricket frogs are very common in the area. They are about the size of a quarter. And they have a little bit of a triangle between their eyes on the top of their head. Sometimes if you turn over a log, we've got long-tailed salamander, and slimy salamanders can be found. Zigzag salamanders are also pretty common. There's lots to see.
Now, in terms of mammals, what might we meet?
White-tailed deer, of course, are common in the park, see them more in dusk and dawn. We also have raccoons. I always tell people that they should not feed the animals, especially with raccoons that can cause them to get aggressive and also congregate more than they normally would. We also have gray squirrel, fox squirrel. Possums are possible, and striped skunk. Chipmunks, I don't see as many chipmunks as I'd like to, but they are possible. They're very cute. You're not likely to see one, but we do have wood rats. In the above trail I talked about earlier, I have a place where I point out a food cache that's used by the wood rat, which the wood rat is a native rat. It's not any kind of nuisance at all. It doesn't carry any kind of disease. There's loads of different birds here at the park. You can see everything from a wild turkey. Turkey and black vultures are common. We have had reports of bald eagles. They're not going to be seen near as often as you would see on the Land Between Lakes region, but I believe there's a nesting pair somewhere in the area because we've been seeing a bald eagle occasionally. Usually we see them more in the wintertime when they're coming down from the Great Lakes region. We also have loads of migratory songbirds. Scarlet and summer tanagers are pretty common. I hear several different vireos calling. My favorite bird to hear in the woods is the wood thrush. It has a beautiful flute-like song.
Well, I've sort of relaxed as you've spoken of what we can experience in your woods.
Yeah. We like to call it a back-to-nature getaway. We're surrounded by the state forest. We're kind of a quiet, nice place to relax. We also have lots of special events year-round. The neatest thing we have coming up is our Moonlight Canoe Trips, and they fill up real fast because they only have about maybe 13, 14 boats total. We've got canoes and a few kayaks, and there is still availability in those if anyone's interested. They are June 13th and 14th and July 11th and 12th. We also have another beach party on July 4th, and we're celebrating our 60th anniversary on August 30th with a beach party and an anniversary and homecoming. And it's also the 90th anniversary of Kentucky State Parks as a whole. We have a 5K race in September, on September 20th. Lots of cool activities. Year-round.
Well, Becky Clark, thanks so much.
You're welcome. And just look us up online, www.parks.ky.gov. And I also have a blog on Blogspot. Another cool activity I forgot to mention was we're doing trail hikes on National Trails Day, which is June 7th.